Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts, back at you at ESPN Junior.
And I'm Reese Cito.
And today we are going to be recapping everything we've talked about in our first few podcasts. And we're also going to do a special talk about the NBA draft. Don't leave, we'll be right back. This is ESPN Junior. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts, back at you, ESPN Junior.
And I'm Reese Cito.
And like I said, in this segment, we're going to be talking about how the NCAA tournament recap. We're going to be recapping all those three podcasts we talked about earlier. The NBA playoffs, the MLB start of the season, and of course, what we're about to talk about right now, the NCAA tournament recap. So, I think now that we know so a few of these guys that were in there are going to go to the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. I think that they were thinking too much about the NBA and they should have just been focusing on the college. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they were too focused on what was ahead instead of just focusing. And yeah, like I talked about last time, the big surprise in that tournament was Purdue. And Carson Edwards, he was unstoppable. I mean, he had 42 points against Virginia. And then he had, against Villanova, it was about 44 points. I think it was 42 points. Yeah, it was 42 points, I think. And then against Old Dominion and Tennessee, he scored about 25 points. Still pretty good. And they still did it without him, with Ryan Klein scoring big. But when I was watching when they were picking what seeds the teams were going to be, I was shocked when Purdue was number 3. I thought they would be number 4, maybe even a number 5. I mean, Carson Edwards had sucked all year, but then he just started getting going. Apparently, that was because of a back injury. I don't know about that, but... Apparently, that was because of a back injury, but still, he played really well in the college tournament, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the NBA.
What I thought about the NCAA tournament was that everyone thought Duke would win the whole thing, and that was a big letdown to, I'm pretty sure, all of us.
Yeah. I thought Zion would go on and just be a beast, RJ Barrett, too. You know how I think highly of those two. That's about all we have for the NCAA tournament recap. Next, we're going to be talking about the MLB start to the season. This is ESPN Junior. I'm Dylan Pitts. And we'll be right back. Don't leave. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
I'm Reese Cito.
And now we're back at you at ESPN Junior. Okay, and now what we're going to be talking about is the MLB start to the season recap. Mm-hmm. So, some things we talked about turned out to be a little wrong. Mm-hmm. Starting with the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of crazy. Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, they went from being one of the best teams in the MLB to now being third placed in the AL West with a .465 winning percentage. They are 20-23, 7 games back from first place. They are 7-11 home, 13-12 away. In their past 10 games, they've won 2 and lost 8.
The team that we thought was good is now dying.
Exactly. This team I thought could win a World Series.
Exactly.
We thought a little too highly of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now on to one of the big surprises, the Chicago Cubs. This is just wow. In the NL Central, a very stacked group with the Milwaukee Brewers there with reigning NL MVP Christian Yelich, one of the best hitters in the world. Also Lorenzo Cain, Jesus Aguilar, and the stud in the bullpen, Josh Hader. All those guys just on the Brewers. Cubs are ahead of them. In third place, the Pirates. Josh Bell, I mean, he's a maniac. In fourth place, the Cardinals, who were used to be in first place, and I'm surprised they're not right now. But they're just, they're tied for third, my fault. They're tied for third with the Pirates, yeah. The Cardinals, who added Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, he's top three best first baseman in MLB. They, what's his name? That closer, Jordan Hicks, I'm sorry. Jordan Hicks, one of the fastest pitchers in the world. He got a 105 mile an hour fastball, just like Aroldis Chapman did. And then the Reds, who are very young, but have shown signs that they can be a good team too. I mean, they're 18-23 when last year they were the top three worst teams in the league. I mean, after they added Yasiel Puig, and this is with them releasing Matt Kemp, and then them getting, this is a young team. But what I was saying about the Cubs, I mean, of their past 10 games, they're 8-2. They've only lost two games in their past 10. I mean, I don't know what to say. Home, they're 15-6. Away, they're 9-8. They have a .632 winning percentage. They're 24-14. I mean, here, I want to see who's the best team in the NL. I'm just curious. So the best team in the NL East, the Phillies are .590. Cubs are .632. Okay, they're better. The Cubs have the highest winning percentage in the MLB. They have the highest winning percentage in the, I'm sorry, not MLB, NL. Let's look if that translates to the American League. So they're .632. They're better than the Rays. The Rays are .615. The Cubs are .632. Okay. The only two teams that are ahead of them in winning percentage is the Twins and the Astros. The Astros .634 and the Twins .641. So
they are the
Astros are .002 ahead of them, and the Twins are ....
Can't do math right now.
No. .009. I mean, with the team that started off so bad, that's kind of crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Let's go to the Chicago Cubs. Team stats. Okay. And I don't like Joe Maddon. I don't think he bunts as much as he should. I think he makes it all about himself. But wait. I'm sorry. We will have one quick moment of silence. I have to look at something. I'm sorry, and we are back. So the Cubs have some guys on the injured list, and that's including backup catcher Victor Caratini, Kendall Graveman, Brandon Morrow, their closer, Anthony Rizzo, their star first baseman, Pedro Strop, one of the best relievers in the MLB, Alan Webster, a good reliever, and Ben Zobrist is... he's not injured, but it's due to a personal reason. I don't know what it is, but that's due to a personal reason. Okay. Now, we're going to look at the team batting stats, because this is, this is crazy with what they've been doing. I mean, let's look at this. Okay, here it is. Okay. The big surprise for the Cubs this year has been Wilson Contreras. His batting average is .304 with a .417 OBP, a .617 slugging, a 1.035 OPS, total bases 71. Strikeouts 38, 18 walks, 1 stolen base, 24 ribbies, 10 homers for a catcher. Something to think about for a sec right there. And hits 35. Contreras, 1 second, please. Yeah, and Rizzo's been hitting well. Javi, KB is coming around really well. And Jay Hay's been awesome. But Jose Quintana's been pitching like an ace. Kyle Hendricks threw an 81, 82 pitch game the other day, complete game. Cole Hamels, he's been a stud. Darvish, I'm going to skip him because he's just disappointed me. And Lester being an ace again, what he's used to. Okay, we're going to do a quick recap of the Dodgers and Yankees real quick. So, for the Los Angeles Dodgers, on their DL, they have just A.J. Pollock, who stands out. So, it looks like their top hitter, I'm going to say Cody Bellinger, right? I mean, he's batting .407. He has a .486 OBP, a .772 slugging, a 1.258 OPS, and a .233 OPS plus. He's been hit by pitch once. Homers, he has 14. He's not leading. That's Christian Yelich, no surprise. 38 ribbies, hits 59. He had a down year last year, but he's just a good player. Okay. And then obviously we know they have one of the best pitching staffs in the MLB with Clayton Kershaw, Rich Hill, Walker Buehler. Can't pronounce this guy's name, but I'll try. Hyunjin Ryu. I can't pronounce it. And then the best, second best, third best closer in the game, Kenley Jansen. And yeah, that's about it for the Yankees. For the Dodgers. Now we're going to go to the Yankees. The Yankees. This is just incredible what I think. Their DL. This includes Greg Bird is hurt. Jacob Ellsbury is hurt. D.D. Gregorius is hurt. Aaron Hicks is hurt. Aaron Judge is hurt. James Paxton is hurt. Gary Sanchez is hurt. Luis Severino is hurt. Giancarlo Stanton is hurt. Gleyber Torres is hurt. And there's more than that, yeah. But that's just the ones that are good.
They're all just hurt.
But I mean,
let's see. Most of them are in May, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say the best hitter out of the Yankees right now would. I'll say. Who do you say? I'll have to go with Gary Sanchez. He's leading the league in the team with homers. He's leading the league in the team in homers. 21 RBIs, .250 batting average each. Slugging, .630 OBP, .330
OPS plus 149.
He has 23 hits. And then obviously we know they have one of the best rotations in the MLB. J.A. Happ, James Paxton, C.C. Sabathia, Tanaka. That's hard to compete with. Then they have. Wait a second. Okay, yeah. I didn't see Aroldis Chapman. I was like, what? That's about it that we have for the MLB start to the season. We'll be right back. This is ESPN Junior. I'm Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Marisa.
We'll be right back. Don't leave. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese Zito.
Okay, in this segment, we're going to recap the NBA playoffs.
But we're also going to be talking about some other games, like the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Toronto Raptors.
So, this game is kind of sad.
I mean, yes.
I feel so bad for Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Crying at the end of the game.
Yeah, after Kawhi throwing that shot in at the last second, bouncing around. I mean,
Jimmy Butler. They thought they had Jimmy Butler tied the game. It was a good try, honestly. Jimmy Butler tied the game to Kawhi at the end, 4 seconds left. let's see. The first it was 13-18. Philadelphia was losing
in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Second quarter.
27-26. Philadelphia was gaining back. Third quarter, 24-23, they're still up ahead. Fourth, 26-25. And, wait, let me do some quick pass.
2 plus 2 is 51 minus 1 plus 3 plus.
So 77.
It's fine. Okay.
Whatever. 77, 80, 90. Okay, so, yeah, so.
Let's look at the statistics on this game. Because I'm curious.
It's a little oofy-doofy over there.
Okay. So, for the Sixers, Jimmy Butler ended with 16 points. Tobias Harris ended up with 15 points. Embiid ended up with 21 points. Ben Simmons ended up with 13 points. And J.J. Redick ended up with 17 points. Joel Embiid is back, I think, to his normal self. Usually he's going to get, like, 30 points, but that's pretty good for
also,
what he has been doing.
Joel Embiid, 11 rebounds and 4 assists. Pretty good.
Tobias Harris with 10. Then Ben Simmons with 8.
Yeah.
That's all I got to really say about the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Raptors.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard. Okay. Ended with 41 points. 3 assists.
And 8 rebounds.
Siakam with 11 points, 2 assists, and 11 rebounds.
Marc Gasol, 7 points, 0 assists, and 11 rebounds.
Kyle Lowry, 10 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds.
And Danny Green with 2 points, 1 assist, and 4 rebounds. Yeah.
Let's go to the stats for both teams.
Okay, so field goal percentage, 38.2 for the Raptors and 43.1 for the Sixers.
So you know what? We're not going to do the team stats because we're running out of time, okay? So we're going to go straight to the Rockets-Warriors game. So let's get to that real quick. Please have this one moment of silence. Okay, we're back. Okay.
Golden State Warriors 118, Houston Rockets 113. Not going to talk about that much. Let's go to Warriors. Okay, Andre Iguodala, 17 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds.
Draymond Green had 8 points, 7 assists, 10 rebounds. Andrew Bogut had no points, 1 assist, 3 rebounds. Klay Thompson had 27 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds. Steph Curry had 33 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. So, when this game was done in the first quarter, I thought the Rockets would win the game.
Yeah.
I mean, without KD and DeMarcus, it's kind of hard to beat James Harden and Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And also including Clint Capella. And yeah. But, wait. I mean, those guys like Andre Iguodala stepped up. I mean, obviously Andrew Bogut didn't. Andre Iguodala stepped up. And Curry, he just went off. When it mattered, though. In that second half, how many points did he have again?
Second half.
One second. Please take this one moment of silence. Okay, we did not get the exact number, so we'll skip that, but I'm just saying, he scored, I think it was in the 20s in the fourth quarter, or something like that. Yeah, it was something like that.
Okay, so Rockets, PJ Tucker with 15 points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, Eric Gordon, 9 points, 4 assists, and 1 rebound, Clint Capella, 10 points, 1 assist, and 10 rebounds, James Harden, 35 points, assists, 5, 8, rebounds, 8. Chris Paul had 27 points, 6 assists, and 11 rebounds. So I feel like Harden and Chris Paul went off.
There's a double-double for Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. Yeah, I said that was a double-double.
Yeah.
I mean, get 4 more assists and you got a triple-double. but James Harden and Chris Paul did do very well, but it wasn't when it mattered. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't really like...
Guys like Curry and Thompson were doing it when it mattered. Harden and Paul weren't. That's really all I gotta say. You?
Yep.
Okay, that's all we have for the NBA playoffs recap. And next, we are gonna be talking about who we think the award winners are for the NBA and for the MLB. And maybe if we have enough time, we'll be talking about the NBA draft. We'll see you next. We'll see you. Stay back. This is Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Rosita.
This is ESPN Junior. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Rosita.
And like we said, in this segment, we'll be talking about who we think the award winners are of the NBA and MLB.
And maybe if we have time, the
NBA, we'll talk about the NBA draft. So, let's talk about Silver Slugger to start with.
Okay.
I mean, I'm down to, in the NL, it's either going to be Cody Bellinger or Christian Yelich. I'd like to say Javi, but he's a great hitter, but he's not batting .407 like Cody Bellinger is. Okay. One moment, please. I gotta do something. Okay. Let's look at this. So, this is in the NL. I think the Silver Slugger of the NL will be Cody Bellinger.
Yes.
Is that what you think?
Yep.
I'd put in second Christian Yelich and then Baez third, but neither of them are hitting .407. I mean, it's hard to hit .407. I mean, of course he's not going to keep that up, but it's going to be hard to hit .407. I'm going to keep saying that. Okay. Now we're going to go to the American League. So, here we are, AL. This is tough because I don't think anyone's really standing out.
Yeah. Most people are around 300, so...
I think... Gonna be George Springer.
I agree.
You do?
Yes.
Even with Polanco and LeMahieu in there?
Yep.
He's batting .321 with 15 homers. He also has 37 RBIs, 21 walks, 40 strikeouts, 4 stolen bases. There's no one standing out, but he's the guy I would pick.
Me too, but if it came down to who's the highest, it's really hard to decide.
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't, like,
know. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Now it's time for Golden Glove.
Okay. Golden Glove. Oh, shoot.
Whoops.
Let's go to fielding stats. Okay. I'm so sorry. One second.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, we are having technical difficulties. Okay. There we go. There we go. Now. Where is he? I can't believe all these guys that have never made me here. Okay. So who do you think is going to win it?
Of what?
Golden Glove. What do you think, Reese?
Probably.
What do you think?
Bauer. Or not. Wait. Looking at the wrong thing. Sorry.
Trevor Bauer is a pitcher.
Makes sense.
Okay, so we're gonna skip Reese right now and we're gonna go to me.
Still deciding.
I think it's gonna be. I mean, it could be El Mago. I think. Yasiel Puig. Yasiel Puig, that's it. It's going to be Yasiel Puig. His defensive work is amazing. And also, as a little qualifier there, he throws bullets. I mean, no one can tag on Yasiel Puig. No one can run on him. So now, Reese, what's your idea? Do you think Mookie Betts? Do you think Benintendi?
I'm going to say...
Benintendi.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Now we are going. What do we want to do next? How about we do Cy Young, best pitcher. So, best pitcher. Best pitcher. Oh, I'm so sorry. We're gonna go to fielding. I was just looking at American League. Wait, who did I pick as my guy? For Gold Glove, who did I pick?
I have no idea.
Who did I pick?
I think his last name was like an O.
Yasiel Puig. He's in the NL. Okay, that was my Gold Glove pick in the NL. This is the AL, okay? So, now I gotta pick someone from the AL. I'll go with Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts in the AL and Yasiel Puig in the NL. So now you pick. You picked Andrew Benintendi in the AL. Now you pick who you want in the NL.
Let's see.
Albert Almora?
Yeah.
For Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's never dropped a... He doesn't have any errors. I mean, he's a very good outfielder. He is one of the most underrated players in the MLB. He's a great player. Okay. Now, like I said, we're going to go to Cy Young. To start, we'll go with National League.
What is this one again?
Cy Young.
Okay.
Best pitcher. I'm gonna say... Who do you think?
I'll... Pro-
Okay, we're going to skip NL and go to the AL.
Yeah, it's probably you.
And no, it's not.
No.
That doesn't really... That's... Ugh, I don't like that.
Just pick one of these guys.
I think it's going to be... I say it's gonna be go ahead.
Okay, it's gonna be for me, Bummer.
Who?
Bummer.
Who? Excuse me?
Bummer.
Aaron Bummer?
Yeah.
Aaron Bummer?
Yes.
Aaron Bummer?
Yes. I know. I'm running out of ideas.
You know he's...
garbage, yes.
Then why are you picking him for Cy Young?
Well, probably because I can't see any other good people here because it's hard to see. And I have bad eyesight.
You know who the Cy Young Award's going to be? It's going to be Justin Verlander. He's going to get on top of things. It's going to be Justin Verlander.
Okay, we're going to go to
Go back to NL.
Ooh,
I'm going to go easy with it and say it's Max Scherzer.
I'm
going to
say it's Stratton.
Who? Who'd you say? Chris Stratton. Got some odd picks for this kid. Okay.
Yeah.
Your pick. Okay. 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 So we both got our picks in for Cy Young. Now, the best player in both leagues. MVP, most valuable player. Okay. Now, we're going to go. Okay, I'm not doing anything. Chill.
Relax.
Chill.
Relax.
Chill.
Relax.
Chill.
Relax. So,
okay, I say El Mago.
Okay.
Javier Baez, El Mago.
I say
magician. And that is because I think he is one of the best hitters in baseball, especially if he starts to lay off that slider low and away. I mean, he can be one of the best hitters ever. And his defense is magic. That's why he's El Mago. He's a magician on defense. He's a great player. He's a great team guy. I love watching him. So, Nagy, what do you think for the NL?
Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger?
Yeah.
You think he gets slugger and MVP?
It's possible.
Okay. Okay. Now we're gonna go to the American League. Okay. Now, let's think. Who'd you say? Did you say you don't know?
Yeah, I actually don't know. Let's see.
I'm going to say...
I'm going to do Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, even though he's gotten off to a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
He's batting .289 with a .410 OBP, .906 OPS, stolen bases, .222 RBI, 7 homers, 43 hits, 33 runs, and 149 at-bats.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Let me take another swing by it once.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Sure. Positive.
Okay. So he picks Mookie Betts in the AL. I'm going to pick... Oh, wait, we forgot Rookie of the Year. We'll do that after this. And Manager of the Year. I forgot about that, too. I'm saying... I'm going to say... Mike Trout. And I don't think I need to explain why. It's because he's Mike Trout. Okay, now we're going to move on to Rookie of the Year. I think we already know. AL Vladimir Guerrero Jr. NL, what's his name? He's on the Padres. Why do I not remember his name? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, not necessarily, because you keep yelling and like a madman.
No. Who is it? It's, I forget his name. Why do I not remember his name?
What does it start with?
Fernando Tatis Jr. That was it. Fernando Tatis Jr. Oh, that was it. And NL, it's Fernando Tatis Jr. And AL, it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think we all know why. What do you think? What do you think?
About who? The Rookie of the Year?
Yeah. I say NL, Fernando Tatis Jr. And AL, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
I say...
I picked Fernando Tatis Jr. for the NL. And I picked Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the AL. I think it's funny how both of them are Jr.
Yeah. In the AL, I'll pick... No. In the NL, I'm going to start the NL because I feel weird. Fernando Tatis Jr. and then for the AL...
If you don't pick Vladimir, I'm going to smack you. You better pick Vladimir. If you don't, you're crazy. Don't you dare pick someone else than Vladimir.
Hold up.
I'm just saying, if you pick someone other than Vladimir, you are actually crazy. Don't say anything else. Okay, so is it Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Sure,
he's
Vladimir Guerrero
Jr. Didn't say that, I would have been mad at you.
You're always mad at me, it doesn't matter.
No, I'm not.
Sure.
Okay, now to pick the... Manager of the Year. Let me think. Yeah, let me think for a sec.
I feel like it's probably not going to be on the Cubs. It's going to be on...
I think at the NL, it's going to be Dave Roberts, the NL manager.
Yeah, same. And then for AL.
In the AL, I think it's going to be...
gotta look up his name. I have one. I just forgot his name, to be honest.
Aaron Boone. I think he's done a great job orchestrating the Yankees, even though they're so young and so many of them are hurt.
And, okay.
So is that what you think? What do you think?
Hold up.
What do you think?
Wait. Okay. Rocco Baldelli.
Who? Who?
Rocco Baldelli.
Rocco Baldelli?
Yeah.
Okay. By the Twins?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so who do you think in the, who do you think in the NL? Who?
For the Pirates? Sorry.
For the Pirates?
Why the Pirates? I have no idea. I feel like it.
Are you sure about that?
No.
He's not gonna win. Are you sure?
Joe Madden.
Oof. Joe Madden. Oof. I love the Cubs, but Joe Madden.
Yes. It's hard.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with this kid. Okay, this is Dylan Pitts. This was your host.
And I'm Recito.
Okay, and we'll be back at you. Stay tuned. We got one more thing to talk about. This is ESPN Junior. Don't leave. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Recito.
And today, in this segment, we're going to be talking about the NBA awards. So, my rookie of the year is Luka Doncic. What do you think? Do you think it could be Trae Young?
Yes.
You think it's Trae Young?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too good.
I mean, they're both great solutions, but I'm going to go with Luka. You going to go with Trae Young?
Yeah.
Okay. Sixth man of the year. I'm going to say Lou Williams. I'm going to say Lou Williams.
Okay,
who do you think?
Domantas Sabonis.
Domantas Sabonis? Okay. I mean, I see that. He's number two on my list. I mean, he's the most underrated player. One of. Because I say that a lot. He's one of the most underrated players. He's a great player, but no one ever talks about him. But yeah, I say Lou Williams. You say DeMontis?
Yeah.
Okay, Defensive Player of the Year, Miles Atuna. That's who I think.
Okay.
Please take this one moment so Reese can think. Good.
He has so many blocks. Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, okay. Okay, I see. I see you there.
Easily Toronto fan.
Offensive James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think? Say Harden. You gotta say Harden. Come on. Come on, if it's not James Harden, who would it be?
If it wasn't James Harden, then it's possible it could be any one of the Warriors players, so...
KD?
Yeah, KD.
I'm going to say James Harden.
I'm
going to
say KD.
Okay. MVP? Giannis! Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Oh, yeah. I loved how I did that with my tongue. The Greek freak.
I have no idea how.
The Greek freak. Try that.
The Greek freak.
Freak. Oh, that's cool. Okay. So, yeah, MVP Giannis, we all know. Most improved. I'm going to say Nikola Jokic. Just because, I mean.
Same here, Nikola Jokic.
Nikola Jokic, okay.
Most improved.
Yeah. Okay. Coach of the year. Mike Malone. I mean, the Nuggets, they're doing so well. Yeah, I'm just going to go with Mike Malone.
I'm going to do Steve.
Of the Warriors? Yeah. Okay, I mean, it's obvious to know why. I mean, Mike D'Antoni, I'm not going to pick him. What?
Great.
Okay. And that's all the NBA awards that we have today.
And now, that's it for today. So.
No, it's not. We're going to talk about the NBA draft.
Okay,
and there we are. That's the segment of the episode. We'll be right back. We got one more segment talking about the NBA draft. We'll be right back. It's Dylan Pitts.
I'm Reese.
This is ESPN Junior. We'll be right back. Hello, this is your host, Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese.
And now we are going to be in the final segment of our podcasting season. Mock draft. Well, we're in a mock. Yeah, it's our mock draft. So we're gonna do the voice that they do in the NBA draft. And so you say, I'm gonna say, and with the number one draft, with the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Zion Williamson, a Duke forward, freshman, 6'7", 285 pounds. So, is that what you think?
Yep, Zion Williamson.
Here, every time.
He's my first pick. I love him.
So, but for each draft, let's like the, so like now it's for number two, if I was, I'm ready for my pick, you would say, and with the number two overall pick, the Cavaliers select, and I would say, RJ Barrett, okay?
Okay, so say, I do the voice and
okay.
You say the player?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. And the number two pick.
Number two overall.
The number two overall pick. The Cavs select
RJ Barrett. A Duke freshman. Small forward, 6'7", 202 pounds. Now, your turn. Now, the number two overall pick from the Cavaliers.
RJ Barrett.
Okay. So you think so too?
Yep. Okay, my turn.
With the number three overall.
With the number three overall pick, the Suns select
Darius Garland.
Okay.
Now, with the number three overall pick, with the Suns select. The Suns select.
Sorry.
The Suns select.
Relax.
The Suns select.
I have no idea. Okay, relax. Hold on.
1 second. Please take 1 moment. Okay, I think you know who it is.
John Morant.
Okay.
Okay,
so you say number four overall with the Bulls.
Okay, so number four overall pick.
The Bulls.
The Bulls select.
John Morant.
Okay, you're just going, whatever. Now you do it.
With the number four overall pick, the Chicago Bulls select.
Darius Garland.
Okay. Okay.
And number five. the Hawks select.
The DeAndre Hunter.
Okay, the number five. Okay, you did. Come on.
DeAndre Hunter, okay. Now, with the number five overall pick, the Hawks select.
Cam Reddish.
Okay. So, number six, the Wizards. Oh, no, you said that.
Yeah, the sixth overall, the Wizards select.
DeAndre Hunter.
Wait, two of them?
No, did I say that? Did I say that last time? Did I?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay, Cam Reddish.
And you did.
Okay, with the sixth overall pick, the Wizards select.
DeAndre Hunter.
Okay,
what the heck? The seventh overall pick, the Pelicans select.
Romeo Langford.
Okay.
Romeo Langford.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. So now, with the seventh overall pick, the Pelicans select. The Pelicans.
Cameron Johnson.
Okay.
There is an interrupt.
Now, the number eight overall pick in the draft.
Number eight overall pick, Grizzly select.
Carson Edwards.
Okay. Now your turn. Do it.
The number eight overall pick in the draft, the Grizzlies select.
Kobe White.
And you know what, folks? We are going to be done because we are out of time. I'm sorry we didn't get to finish the draft, but we crammed as much as we could in. Like we said, this is the end of our podcast season. Maybe we'll be able to do it next season. This is Dylan Pitts.
And I'm Reese.
This is ESPN Junior. Watch next time you can. Peace out. We'll see you.